From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The Attorney General in the state of Michigan has asked a court to stop a vote recount in his state because the party requesting it had no chance of winning. Attorney General Bill Schuette argues that the Green Party, whose presidential candidate was Dr. Jill Stein, could not justifiably seek a recount in Michigan because Stein was not aggrieved to an extent that the miscounting of votes could have caused her to lose. Stein captured only about 1% of the vote. Meanwhile, in Wisconsin, supporters of President-elect Donald Trump filed a federal lawsuit late Thursday which contends that the recount process threatens the due process rights of those who voted for Trump. The Green Party has said recount efforts are attempts to ensure the integrity of the U.S. voting system and not to change the results of last month's election. Meanwhile, President-elect Donald Trump continued to meet with potential cabinet appointees at the Trump Tower in New York City on Friday. Republican Senator David Perdue of Georgia says that Trump is putting together what he called a dream team.
These are, you see the people going in out of here. What this man is doing, President-elect Trump, is reaching out to a broad spectrum of Americans to consider for his cabinet. That's a new day compared to what we've seen the last 8 years.
Senator Perdue defended Trump's decision to tap former Goldman Sachs executive Steve Mnuchin as Treasury Secretary and billionaire Wilbur Ross as Commerce Secretary. On Thursday night, Trump announced at a rally in Ohio that he would appoint former Marine Corps General James Mad Dog Mattis as his Secretary of Defense. For more on these stories, log on to our website. This is VOA News. The United Nations says some 31,500 civilians have fled eastern Aleppo since the Syrian government forces captured more than one-third of the rebel-held besieged territory earlier this week. As Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva, thousands of displaced people are trying to flee both Syrian government and rebel attacks.
Jens Laerke, the spokesman for the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, says some people fleeing eastern Aleppo reportedly are experiencing difficulties and in some cases putting their lives in danger.
We have reports that some men and boys have been detained when crossing into government-controlled areas, and some internally displaced people have reported that they had their documents confiscated upon crossing into government of Syria-controlled areas. We also have reports that some people trying to move have been shot at, resulting in death and injuries.
Laerke says there also are reports of rebel groups trying to prevent civilians from leaving eastern Aleppo. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Angolan President José Eduardo dos Santos, who has led the oil-rich nation for 37 years, will not stand for re-election in next year's polls. State radio said Friday that the ruling MPLA party has decided that the Minister of Defense, João Lourenço, will be the party's presidential candidate in 2017. The 74-year-old Dos Santos has led Angola since 1979 and is the second longest-serving ruler in Africa. Gambia's Electoral Commission says that opposition candidate Adama Barrow has won an upset victory in that country's presidential poll by beating longtime ruler Yahya Jammeh. The Independent Electoral Commission announced Friday that Barrow won 263,000 votes, or 45% of the total, while Jammeh took 212,000 votes, about 36%. News of Barrow's victory prompted thousands to take to the streets in celebration, some on foot, while others rode in cars and trucks and on motorbikes, as soldiers looked on. Jammeh has ruled the tiny West African nation since taking power in a military coup in 1994. He won four subsequent elections that critics said were neither free nor fair. Employers hired Americans at a brisk pace in November. The U.S. Labor Department Friday reported that non-farm payrolls increased by a seasonally adjusted 178,000. November's 4.6% unemployment rate was the lowest since August of 2007. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.